This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. In a heated exchange in court, prosecutor Creighton Waters accused Alex Murdaugh of being a family annihilator and listed out every single lie he's told and admitted to in the investigation of his wife and son's murders. We've been using that term on this podcast in the last handful of days. I was honestly surprised to see it being brought up in court. Let's just talk about what a family annihilator is, because there wasn't much context given in the cross-examination. A family annihilator is a term used to describe an individual who murders multiple members of their own family, often in a single event. This type of crime is often motivated by a desire for revenge, jealousy, or mental illness. Family annihilators are often seen as a type of mass murderer, as they often target multiple victims in a single location. What are some of the traits of a family annihilator? Well, financial stress is right on the list. Economic difficulties such as unemployment, mounting debt can contribute to stress levels of a potential family annihilator. Substance abuse and addiction can also play a role in some cases, and a desire for control or revenge. In some cases, family annihilators may feel a sense of power or control over the family, or they may want to seek revenge against someone they feel has wronged them. Wanting to be in control, very much a narcissist and people in that sort of bracket of personality disorders. So let's go to the courtroom and hear the heated exchange between Creighton Waters and Alex Murdaugh today.
Mr. Murdaugh, are you a family annihilator?
A family annihilator? You mean like, did I shoot my wife and my son?
Yes.
No. Would never hurt Maggie Murdaugh. I would never hurt Paul Murdaugh under any circumstances.
Say that.
Excuse me?
You say that, but you lied to Maggie, didn't you?
I did lie to Maggie.
You lied to Paul?
Sometimes.
You lied to your father?
I'm sure I did at some point.
Did you tell him all the stuff you'd been up to over the years before he died?
No, I didn't tell him.
Did you lie to your brothers?
About financial things?
Yes.
I would have lied to Randy at some point, I'm sure.
Did you lie to him about the last time you saw your wife and son alive?
I did.
Did you lie to their wives?
I'm sure I did.
Did you lie to Marion Proctor?
Yes.
Did you lie to Bart Proctor?
Yes.
Did you lie to the Brandstetters?
Yes.
Did you lie to your best friend, Chris Wilson?
Probably.
Did you lie to your other friend, Barrett Bulware, when you took his money?
No, sir.
No.
I didn't lie like I told you. I didn't lie directly to him. I lied to him by omission, like we talked about. I mean, I didn't talk to him. I didn't see him at that time.
Did you lie to your law partners?
I did.
Did you lie to him about the kennels?
Some of them.
Did you lie to Mark Ball?
Yeah, I believe, based on what Mark said, I believe I did.
Did you lie to Ronnie Crosby?
According to what he said, I believe I did.
Did you lie to Johnny Parker?
I don't believe I ever discussed that with Johnny.
Did you lie to him about the finances when you borrowed that money in July of 2021?
I don't know if I lied to him about... I don't think I had to lie to Johnny about that, so I don't know.
Did you lie? Well, you certainly didn't disclose to him the truth when you borrowed that $250,000, did you?
I did not tell him what I was going to use it for.
I mean, didn't we have to say before that not telling the whole truth is the same as telling a lie?
Sure it is.
You don't think that's a lie, though?
I'm just saying, Mr. Waters, I'm not taking issue with that, but I don't even know that Johnny and I mean, Johnny had loaned me money numerous times. It wasn't any long sit-down discussion where Johnny wanted to know exactly what I was doing with it. That conversation would have been, I needed it, Johnny was always willing to help me, and that would have been the conversation. So on that specific event, did I lie to him? I don't know.
Yeah, he ended up being out $477,000, didn't he?
He ended up being out a lot of money.
And thank you for your qualifications as to that. Did you lie to Lee Cope?
I don't know. I don't know if Lee Cope was around when I said that or not.
Did you lie to Danny Henderson?
I did lie to Danny.
Did you lie to Jeannie Seckinger?
I don't. About finances? Yes, I did.
You didn't ever talk to her about the kennels?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Did you lie to Annette Griswold?
I did.
Did you lie to Christy Gerald? Your other secretary, or paralegal?
I don't believe she and I discussed. I would have at some point, I'm sure.
Did you lie to Michael Gunn?
I'm sure I did at some point, but I mean, Michael wasn't involved in any of this, so I don't know that any of this ever came up with Michael.
Did you lie to your clients? Did you lie to Pamela Pinckney?
I did.
Natasha Thomas?
I don't know that I dealt with Natasha, but I certainly lied about that.
Hakeem Pinckney.
Again, I don't know that I talked to Hakeem, but I certainly lied about that.
Arthur Badger.
I did.
The Plyler girls.
I'm not sure that I talked specifically to them, but I lied about that.
Dion Martin.
I lied to Dion.
Johnny Bush.
Yes.
Manuel Cristiani.
I didn't have any conversations with him, but I certainly lied about it.
Jamie and Risher.
Yes.
Randy Draughty.
Yes.
Jordan Jinks.
Yes.
Mary Duncan.
Yes.
Adriana Hay.
Yes.
Angel Gary.
Yes.
Christopher Anderson.
Yes.
Elise Mallory.
Yes.
Thomas Moore.
No.
You never lied to him? You just took his money. You never had to actually lie to his face, is what you're saying?
He and I never had a conversation, but I did take that. I did take that money.
Did you lie to Tony Satterfield just a couple of months before June 7th? We saw the text. You want me to get it out?
Just remind me. There's been a lot. Just remind me what it was.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as 463.
And I don't remember the exact date. So.
That was in April of 2021. Is that right? Where you text him and tell him how hard you're working on the case when, in fact, you had stolen millions of dollars from him? Tony Satterfield, who got up on the stand and told the jury about that?
I texted him on April 12th, so 5 weeks before June 7th.
Told him everything was okay. You're working hard, right? It's a complex case.
Yeah, I told him I was working on the case.
He was the son of your longtime housekeeper, Gloria.
I'm sorry?
He was the son of your longtime housekeeper, Gloria, who had served your family for many years.
That's correct.
And you stole millions from those boys.
I stole those funds.
And he and his family had started asking questions as we moved to June 7th. Didn't that happen?
No, I mean, there wasn't any rise in them asking questions, no, sir. I mean, he periodically checked in and asked me questions, but, you know, it had come out long before this, I believe, in the Island Packet, that there had been a settlement of $500,000. But, I mean, that had been months and months, if I'm not mistaken. And so I didn't notice any uptick in Tony asking questions, and I don't believe that there was any uptick in Tony asking questions before June the 7th.
So you just gratuitously out of the blue decided to lie to him and send that text? Or were there things going on externally that caused you to need to head him off at the pass before further questions started to be asked about money you couldn't pay back at that point in time?
Nah, I don't think there was anything. I mean, on April 21st, I don't know what external factors you're talking about.
Do you want to explain that one anymore?
Explain what?
Whatever you want.
I just want to answer your questions, Mr. Waters.
Lied to everyone about the side of the road, the people that came to stop to help, and the ambulance folks, and the 911, and Ryan Kelly, and the composite sketch artist, and all of them, correct?
I lied to a lot of people about that.
You know why people lie, Mr. Murdoch? Because they know they've done something wrong.
For the most time, I do.
And you've been able to lie quickly and easily and convincingly if you think it'll save your skin for well over a decade. Isn't that true?
I have lied well over a decade.
And you want this jury to believe a story manufactured to fit the evidence that you brought forth just yesterday after hearing this trial's worth of testimony?
No, sir, that's not correct.
Mr. Murdoch, we went through this for a while, but you remember at the beginning of your testimony, I asked you whether or not you agreed that trying to explain your presence on the kennel video was the most important part of your testimony before this jury. You remember that? And you said, not the most important. And I said, was it at least important? Do you recall that from yesterday?
Yeah, I recall you asking those questions, yes, sir.
And you agree it's important, don't you?
I agree that is an important component. But I think there's a lot of important components.
And you? Testified yesterday and during cross yesterday and cross today. It's kind of evolved on the fact of the factors that led you to decide to lie at some point during that interview with David Owen, correct?
I disagree with that. No, I don't think those factors have evolved. I mean, you've asked some more specific questions, but those factors are still the same factors. You may have asked questions and gained a little more detail, but those factors haven't changed.
But it was the dope paranoia. It was the fact that the deputy took your GSR. It was the fact that your law partners and Greg Alexander and the sheriff were telling you you needed to have a lawyer before you talked to police. It was a factor that you got in the car with Dave Owen and thought he was somebody else from some case 10 years ago, correct?
That believing David Owens was the person involved in the case that I talked about was one of the factors that caused me to distrust SLED.
All right. And then also you said that they started asking you about, in that first interview, about your relationship with Maggie and Paula. And that you, that's one thing you mentioned as well, correct?
And that was certainly something that contributed to me having paranoid thinking.
Playing the Daniel Green body cam video,
2026.
Yes, sir. That's what it looks like.
Where are you now? All right. Yeah, the police are here now. The police are here now. That's my brother.
Okay. When was the last time you were here with them? Or talked to them or anything like that?
It was earlier tonight. I don't know the exact time, but
okay.
I left. I was probably gone an hour and a half from my mom's, and I saw them about 45 minutes before that.
That was Sergeant Green, correct?
That was Sergeant Green.
And at that point in time, SLED was not there. No one had gotten GSR from you. Your law partners or Sheriff Hill were not there.
That's correct.
No one had asked you about your relationships. David Owen was not there.
That's correct.
But you still told the same lie. And all those reasons that you just gave this jury about the most important part of your testimony was a lie too. Isn't that true, Mr. Murdoch?
I disagree with that.
Nothing further.
That's the latest that we have for you. There's definitely more to come. Keep it here for all the latest. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our updates from the courtroom and our conversations. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.